Well, when he was making the record, it was beautiful because we got to be in Los Angeles. We were with him, with like our children, you know, and they were part of, you know, the everyday process. And we were part of his everyday process of waking up and then going to the studio, taking the kids with him. They would do their lessons there, watch their daddy, go back home, do more lessons, and then he'd be home for dinner. And, you know, that was the beauty, I think, of this record. And what also makes it so bittersweet is that, you know, it was his last, right, that he did from beginning to end, you know, on his own and left us a finished product. But also that, you know, it involved, you know, our whole family. And it's really bittersweet for that reason, you know. There's lots of memories, and I'm so grateful for them and so grateful that, that our children have them, you know. But it makes it bittersweet. It makes it a little difficult, you know, at the same time to be releasing it. Because he should be here to be releasing it, you know, himself. He should be doing these interviews, you know, and he should be touring it, and he should just be here. And so that's the part that, you know, that, that hurts with this release. But at the same time, you know, it also makes me happy that, you know, we can listen to his voice. You know, our children can hear their daddy, that the fam can hear him again. With, you know, with new material and connect in a completely different way. And I also know how important it was to Chris to put this out and how much fun he had, you know, making it, and how he was looking so forward to going out and touring it and sharing it with everybody. So, you know, so that's why it's bittersweet, but at the end, I think it's really important, you know, for everyone.